And it's time again for your comments. Some of you wanted to set the record straight on something our science correspondent Richard Harris said about 78 RPM records.
Shellac is actually the excretion of a beetle that lives in Southeast Asia. And they used to scrape it
Steve
off.
Steve Bembara writes from Raleigh, North Carolina, "Sorry if I'm the 78th entomologist to tell you this, but shellac comes from a scale insect, not a beetle. The difference would be like making Mama Stamberg's cranberry relish with carrots instead of horseradish. They're both roots, but it's just not the same." This week I said the ghost of Christmas past has been rattling his chains since 1843. Lynn Koch responded from upstate New York, "What the dickens? I thought it was Jacob Marley's ghost who rattled the chains." And many of you appreciated Judy Woodruff's story about two friends from different racial backgrounds.
She's honestly just contained so many qualities that I never had in a real friend.
I would love to be like 35, calling up Amanda and saying, "Oh, let's go out to dinner because we both live in New York." Or like Amanda.
After hearing that story, Connie Hogue of Westminster, Maryland wrote, "These two young women are to be applauded for truly seeing each other and their strength." And last week, we met two men whose strength is studying the drinking habits of American writers. For Steve Crowley, it brought back the memory of the day that a writer visited his high school in Georgia. The writer was James Dickey, author of Deliverance.
"A friend and I were assigned to shadow Mr. Dickey all day in an effort to curtail his imbibing so that Mr. Dickey could perform a reading that night at a parental function. We failed miserably. All day, he excused himself into teachers' bathrooms to access a hip flask. When we delivered him to the stage that night, he presented to our parents a lascivious and salivating rendition of his famous poem, Cherry Log Road. Needless to say, our parents appeared shocked. To our defense, however, Mr. Dickey's inebriation truly added to his deliverance of the poem's imagery. Thanks again, and cheers."
You can send us cheers or jeers by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us.